Subject, the familiar stranger. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in a relationship with a guy I have known for 2 decades. We have been dating for 2 years, and for the most part, everything is great. I have kids from a previous relationship, and he loves them. He helps me take care of the kids, the house, and anything else I need, he delivers. He has no kids of his own, so for the most part, he is with me and the kids. Here's the problem. After 20 years of friendship and 2 years of dating, I have only met 2 people in his family. When I ask him about meeting them, he always replies, "I don't mess with my family like that." But he is always over to one of their houses, or they are always calling him on the phone. Whenever my family has an event, he is always invited. When his family has an event, he always downplays it, like it's going to be a small gathering, or I'm just going to swing through for a minute and leave. I've tried not to think about it so much, but the more I try not to think about it, the more I think about it. I'm starting to feel like I am dating a married man. Any suggestions? Well, you just might be right on this one. I mean, bottom line is, have you asked him point blank if he is married? Because after 20 years, you should know way more information about this man than you do. More than just taking his help for the kids and the house and everything. And by the way, I totally disagree with you in this letter. You say everything is great. Everything isn't great, or else you wouldn't be writing the letter. He never takes you anywhere. He makes excuses. He makes light of what he's doing with his family, probably so you won't be asking him, can you go with him and stuff. I think you're right to be concerned. Something is up. You need answers. So you just better start asking some real questions of your man so you can get those answers that you need. Steve?
All right. Here's the way I see this thing right here. This lady, you're saying that you're in a relationship with a guy that you've known for 2 decades and we've been dating for 2 years. For the most part, everything is great. Let's make a couple of corrections here. First of all, you haven't known him for 2 decades. You've known of him. You don't know him. How do you know a person for 20 years and then even have to question whether you think they're married or not? That means you don't know them. That means you know of them. You all's relationship has been in passing for 2 decades. You met him a long time ago, and now you've known he's existed for 20 years. That's all you've done. Now, the dating him for 2 years, that's your actual knowledge of this man is about 2 years old, for real. And it's really up close and personal because y'all sleeping together. And it's even more critical because now you done brought him up around your house, and you done brought him up around your kids. But you done brought a man up around your kids that you are seemingly in this letter admitting that you don't even know. You don't even know him. You got him up around your kids. What do you know about him? You know what? Let's go over what you know. He loves them. Okay. He helps you take care of the kids, the house, and everything else you need. He delivers. He's there. He has no kids on his own that you know of. And so far, the most part, he is with me and the kids. See, here's the hole in your letter. For the most part, he is with me and the kids. What does that mean? How often is he with you and the kids? For the most part, does he live there? He comes over how often? When do you see him? For the most part, because you've described in the letter that you're never invited to his family gatherings. You don't know anything about his family. You've only met 2 members in his family. And I bet the 2 members that you met in his family were men. I bet you. I bet the 2 people that you met in his family were men, because men can't keep a secret. You ain't met no woman in his family. Trust and believe you ain't, because you already know she already went back, and he know that. I promise you ain't met no woman in this family, because the first question out of her mind, well, who the hell is she?
Right.
See, especially if you ain't supposed to be in that. So I'm betting that the 2 people that you met in his family were men. I bet you that. Now, you'll never get invited over nobody's house. When you ask him about going over to that, he say he ain't into it. He don't mess with his family like that. But then you say he's always over there. to one of their houses. And they always calling him on the phone. Well, now, let's talk about this. He says, when you ask about meeting this family, he replies, I don't mess with my family like that. But then you say, they're always calling him on the phone. Who calling him on the phone? Who? See, you got to start asking yourself some of these questions. Now, do this sound like a good guy? Absolutely. And might something be wrong here? Could be. Absolutely. But here's the letter, and I won't even have to respond because I've taken up plenty of time. When you say you have an event, your family, he's always there. He always makes excuses about not taking you to a small gathering. I'm going to just fall through there and leave. You said in the end of this letter, I am starting to feel like I am dating a married man. Mm. Now, after 22 years, like Shirley said, for you not to even know this for a fact truly means that you don't know this man. You've been dating a man for 2 years and you don't know he's married. It's because you have your eyes open wide shut. Because you're seeing only what you want to see without looking at what it really is. To date a man for 2 years and not know he's married, if you have not been to his house where his clothes are, if you cannot call him any time of the night and he ain't with you at all times of night, he's somewhere. Where is he? And God has given women a thing called intuition. I wrote about it in the book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Why do you think he gave you that intuition? For you to follow it. Stop walking around with your eyes open wide shut, seeing only what you want to see.
I like that.
And start looking at what you're not looking at. Why do you think you're dating a married man? Why would you think that? You have to look into that. Now, hopefully, this guy is a good guy because he sounds like he is. But something is going on. That's your job.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.